Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who hunger to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your fun Friday episode of the week. I hope you're excited. I am pumped up today. So remember, we're going to start every episode with scripture. So we'll be in Deuteronomy 6, verse 7. That's the scripture for the week this week. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. And again, God's talking about sharing the word with our family and leading them well. And I spent a lot of time unpacking that verse on our spiritual kickoff. Go check that out. Okay. Then in our last episode, we talked a lot about living for our kids. Because I got this text from my wife. It was this little picture, this thing. It's talking about, I get tired of hearing people say they'll die for the kids. Try living instead. Practice sobriety. Practice better health physically and mentally. And actually, your kids don't need you to die for them. They need you to live. They need you to live. So I unpacked that. I talked about, how can you live for them physically? How can you live for them mentally? How can you live for them to be a strong father? How can you live for them and actually be a spiritual leader? Really unpacked a lot of tips there, guys. I'm not going to rehash all that here on this fun Friday, but I do encourage you to go back and check that episode out, because that was one, guys. I poured my heart out in that one. I shared some areas that I'm deficient in that are really impactful for me, some areas that we're trying new for our family. You know what? You're never going to grow until you try some new things. So, hey, go back. You may feel like you're stuck. You feel like you're stuck. I get it. Go listen to that episode. You got some tips. Try to apply them. Now, for our fun Friday, what am I going to do? I'm going to give you a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip, because I think they're just important. I think they're important to give you guys some tips just to try to improve. Do I do all these things? No, but I do try to take things that are really applicable that I've learned, that I've tried. Sometimes I don't stick with all these things, but I just want to pass along these ideas to help you grow. All right. So from a health tip standpoint, here's your health tip for the week. Proper form and equipment is key when working out. Okay. Now, what am I talking about here? So if you're a runner, shoes are everything. Everything. If you start running, and you have some crappy shoes, let's just call them what they are, crappy shoes, you're going to just be miserable. I did not believe this until I got some really good running shoes. And those shoes, that's what I use them for. I'm not wearing them around the house. I'm just running with them, which they are kind of cool looking. So I have worn them to church from time to time. But the running shoes make a big difference. And I was commenting on my buddy Steven. He had some nice shoes the other day, and he was telling me, I'm not going to name the brands, but he found a brand that was important to him that perform well, and it took away, alleviated a lot of his pain. And look, if you run, you need to make sure that you're comfortable, okay? And that is so important. So you're going to have to spend some time, do some research, and you're also going to have to spend some money, guys. You have to budget for this. Running shoes are not cheap, okay? So you're going to have to spend a little bit of money here, but I promise you, it is worth it. Because once I finally got some good running shoes, man, just a game changer. It's not going to turn you into Benny from the Sandlot. You're not going to be over there jumping fences and things like that. But it will make a big impact for you. So definitely have good equipment there. Now, I also said proper form. Why I say proper form when it comes to working out? Because if you're hitting the gym and you start lifting, you got to know form first and foremost. Okay. I've seen a lot of reels lately on Instagram. I've shared a few of them with some buddies around people when they hit the gym at the beginning of the year. And they see the people that are in the gym for the first time, right? And that just how bad their form is and all these crazy things they're doing. But the harsh reality is, also, so those reels are funny. I mean, I lose my mind laughing at them sometimes. Like, reality is, you get hurt. You could get hurt if you don't know what you're doing inside of a gym. So you need to learn the basics. You need to learn the basics of a bench, of a squat, how to do a proper curl, how to do a good row, right? And for some of these things, you may want to consider, just consider this, starting on a machine first, okay? Now, I'm a big free weight guy. I love free weights. In my opinion, that's the only way to go. Free weights, kettlebells, things like that. Anytime that you have to actually control that weight, right? But machines are more forgiving, okay? They will help you with your form. So if you're just getting started, consider staying away from the free weights out the gate and go to machines first. Then once you build some foundational understanding of what these are, then you start mixing in free weights. But I will warn you, free weights, you better be careful. You don't go as heavy as you think. Go down, start with, to get that form down, because it's most important to control that weight. And whatever that movement is, this takes practice. There's lots of YouTubes and things like that out there, but a great way to do it in a lot of these gyms is just look at others and ask others, and don't be afraid to ask the question. And get you a spot for real, guys, particularly when it comes to benching. Get a spot. That way you will actually push yourself. So there are a couple of tips for health. Get that proper form and get you some good equipment. All right. Now, wealth tip. I read this in this week's Book of the Week, and this is a really interesting tip around investing. And she called it the 60-20-20 rule of investing. So 60-20-20. As we're investing for the long term, guys, I'm all about that, right? I'm not a short term guy. I'm investing for the long term. That's what I'm looking for. And everybody knows that diversification is key. You need to be diversified, right? That's one-on-one stuff. And for some investors, you may want to have a system in place so that you can roll the dice from time to time and have an actual systematic way of doing it. And this is the formula. Use this formula, because you can have some fun while you're doing your investment research. So what you got going on is you put 60% goes into that medium risk territory. Okay, that's your long-term focus, right? Because you know the market's going to go up, it's going to go down, it's going to fluctuate, but you're going to put 60% in the market in an area that you feel pretty good about, right? This is your mutual funds, your ETFs that are more of your index type stuff, right? That's rolling, that you know there's some volatility, but at the end of the day, based off the historical market trend, it's going to go in the right direction. Now, you can take 20, you can put that in a high risk. So high risk, high payoff, right? This is where you may lose some sleep. So if this is not for you, maybe you don't want to do that 20. Maybe you want to knock that down to 10. But the idea is have some part of your investment in a little bit of a higher risk area of the market, because if it does pay off, you have that high payoff, right? But that's also how you make sure that you get your risk tolerance the right way. And that you don't want 80% of your investment in that high risk, right? That's a very good way to get you some exposure without opening you up too bad for bad things to happen. Now, that leaves 20 other percent. That 20 other percent is a low payoff, low risk area. So this is kind of like your boring but safe stuff, right? This is your basic blocking and tackling, maybe some bonds or whatever you want to look at, where you know the return is going to be there. You know, you also know it's not going to be a great return. So 60 in medium, 20 in that high risk, 20 in that low risk. That's a pretty good balance right there. So that 60-20-20 rule of investing, I thought it was pretty cool. is something that is worth evaluating and looking at your portfolio and seeing how you have that thing structured. Okay, because again, if you're going to be a good steward of what God is giving you, what God is blessing you, you need to really think about how you're investing, okay? Now, your self-tip, I think I brought this up on our Wednesday episode, but in case you missed it, the self-tip is very simple. Go to a rage room. I was not a believer. I didn't even know what a rage room was until about 2 weeks ago. My oldest daughter brought it up, and I would say it has been it was an incredible experience for us. We will definitely do it again. We made a lot of memories, but basically it's just the way this is set up is we walked in, it was a washing machine, it was a windshield, there's a bunch of plates and saucers and stuff. They gave me a sledgehammer, they gave her a baseball bat, I'm like, have fun. And they left us for like a half hour. It was incredible. Just to rock out, have some fun, get that rage out. Maybe you don't have a lot of rage, maybe you just want to just tear up stuff. I think as guys, that's our nature. We just like tearing up stuff. I will tell you this. They had a front load washer. Guys, you know how the front load washers have that circle where you can see the laundry going around. One of the most satisfying moments of my life was Pop was busting that glass out of that front load washer, just seeing everything shatter. I don't know why it was so satisfying. I just know it was satisfying. It was awesome. So go to a rage room. So guys, there's three tips right there for you. A health tip, a wealth tip, a self tip. Your health tip, make sure you get that proper form and equipment. That is key. And that wealth tip, try that 60-20-20 out. Let me know how that tip works for you. Let me know if you agree with that tip or if you disagree. Love to hear from you. So hit us up there on that as well. And then your self tip, that rage room, I'm telling you, I did not think it was going to be fun. I left there. I couldn't stop smiling all the way to the house. I was like, we got to go back. So rage room, that was a lot of fun. If you have one in your area, highly encourage it. If you don't have one, you may want to look into it. That could be a business model for you moving forward. That was really, this one around in our area stays pretty booked. And I don't know the liabilities and all that stuff involved, but it was an interesting business model. We had a lot of fun, so check that out. Now, the book of the week, my wife actually gave me this for Christmas. It was called Wealth Habits. Okay, this is by a lady named Candy Valentino. 6 Ordinary Steps to Achieve Extraordinary Financial Freedom. I love this book. This book was incredible. Now, she talks about things in a little bit of a different light. She definitely doesn't see all debt as bad debt. It's really opening my eyes to just some new thoughts, some new ways of thinking. But I really encourage you guys, check that book out. It was very good. We'll have a link in there for you guys, as we always do on our Fun Friday. But this book, again, I saw her on the Ed Mylett show. My buddies, Dylan and Ethan, they sent me this. I think they sent her episode to me. And I watched it and I was like, man, this is incredible. It was awesome. She was promoting her book on the show, got the book for Christmas. And it was a fun read. Definitely new perspective. Definitely love her take on it. She comes from very, very humble beginnings. Very successful lady, done incredible things. But it's worth taking the time to learn from others. So that's the book of the week this week, guys. Check that out. Now let's get to our dad jokes for this week. So dad joke number one, this came from Sam Singletary, who's from our community. So Sam, thank you for sending this one in to us. It says, why don't kleptomaniacs get puns? Because they take everything literally. So there you go. Sam, you did a good job on that one. The second dad joke is one I found. It says, what did the sushi say to the bee? Wasabi. So there you go, guys. Let us know which one lands best. Number one, why don't kleptomaniacs get puns? Because they take everything literally. Number two, what did the sushi say to the bee? Wasabi. So there you go. Remember, eye rolls count. I'm perfectly fine if eye rolls, if you get those. That just means we did something right here at The Lion Within Us. So there you go, fellas. Now, your question of the week, that we've been talking about all week, what does living for your kids look like to you? Okay. What does living for your kids look like to you? Because guys, I get it, man. You're stressed. You got a lot of things going on. You're trying to do things the right way. But look, man, just make sure that you're living for them and that you're not just out there just working yourself to an early grave. Take some time, have some fun, laugh, make some memories, man. Every now and then run through a sprinkler. You know, every now and then show them how you do a cannonball, who the champion of the cannonballs are, right? Get out there and shoot some hoops. Throw that ball, right? the meetings, all this stuff, I know they're important. So some of these things you can't get out of. But when you can't let your hair down, let it down. Have a little fun with them. They need to just see dad having fun and enjoying life. Because there's enough stress that's coming. I promise you that. Satan's going to constantly throw those darts at us. But at the same time, we have the joy of the hope of Christ. And that should bring some, that should bring a smile to your face, fellas. If it doesn't, you're right. Listen to the wrong podcast. But we have the hope and the joy of Jesus Christ. Lean in on that. Let that shine forth, guys. That's what it's all about. So there's your question for the week. So I pray, guys, and that you share this stuff out. If one of these episodes this week helped you, share it with somebody else, please. Send it out to them. That makes all the difference. I promise you, that's how the show grows. We've seen some incredible growth. I give all the glory to God, and it comes from you guys taking the time to share it with others. So that's all you got to do. If you would, consider, give us a rating. Hit 5 stars. Write a review. Those they do make a difference. I don't understand why or how, but I promise you this, guys. I've been in podcasting long enough now, over 3 years. They do make a difference. So send that stuff out, guys. Write those things in. Check with us in our community. Hook up with us directly. You can have conversations with me one-on-one. We'll be part of our groups. Guys, go to thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. Join our community. Give you 30 days free. Just to see if you like it. Guys, come in. You'll come to our Ask Me Anything events where we have our guests from the previous show. You come to our Lion Lunches once a week. We have a Lion Lunch. You can come to our Bible study. We have a couple Bible studies, actually. We have a Thursday night. We have a Saturday morning. Guys, there's all sorts of ways. You have a daily spiritual kickoff where every day I go live. I read scripture. I try to just give you some encouragement because I know you're going to face a tough day. So let's start it with the word. Guys, it's a great way just to connect with other guys and have a conversation that around things that are important to you. So if you're hearing the lies of the evil one, if you constantly feel like you're getting beat down, you need to surround yourself with brothers. And that is what we've built at The Lion Within Us. So start it for free. Check it out. See if you like it. Go to thelionwithin.us. Share it with other people as well. Hey, bring a group in there. Let's get all as many as we can in there so that we can serve, we can grow, and we can be ready for the battle that comes our way. So I pray you guys have a great weekend. Get after it. Use those tips. Definitely check out that book. Use those dad jokes. Thank you again, Sam, for the submittal you gave us on that dad joke that you gave, man. That was awesome. Have some fun. Live for your kids. Show them what living looks like, right? Show them. Be excited. Be excited. Pray you guys get an opportunity to serve this weekend at your church. Be part of a local body. It's so important. Definitely let the Lion Within Us be that supplement for you that you need to grow closer to Christ. And guys, I pray I served you well. Check us out. Again, lionwithin.us. If you need anything, you can hit us up there. Now get out and unleash the Lion Within. Guys, I hear all the time how we are isolated, we're alone, we don't feel like we have anybody we can talk to. And I'm here to tell you, we took action. The Lion Within Us, we started a community. And that thing is awesome. We have events happening all the time. And more importantly, we have guys connecting with each other every day. And I'm talking about we're building meaningful relationships, serving each other, accountability, growth. And I know that's what you're looking for. And it's done, guys, all within the community itself. Every week, we have Lion Lunches. We have Bible studies. We have Ask Me Anything events. We have things, resources that we have built to serve you, to help you be the leader God intends you to be. We're offering right now a 30-day free trial. Jump in. Check it out for a month. Come to some events. See what it's like. See if it serves you well. You have nothing to lose at this point. Check it out. I guarantee you guys, once you get in, you're going to find the resources that you need to help you keep growing. Just that encouragement. Sometimes you just need that fellow brother coming alongside. It's just going to be there and say, I got you, bro. And that's what we got. We have that and so much more. So go to thelionwithin.us. Click on get a 30-day free trial and start today. And guys, I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.